I'm not a parenting expert. In fact, I'm not sure that I even believe in the idea of parenting experts. I'm an engaged, imperfect parent and a passionate researcher. As I mentioned in the introduction, I'm an experienced mapmaker and a stumbling traveler. Like many of you, parenting is by far my boldest and most daring adventure. From the very beginning of my research on shame, I've always collected data on parenting and paid close attention to how research participants talked about being parented and about parenting. The reason is simple. Our stories of worthiness, of being enough, begin in our first families. The narrative certainly doesn't end there, but what we learn about ourselves and how we learn to engage with the world as children sets a course that either will require us to spend a significant part of our life fighting to reclaim our self-worth, or will give us hope, courage, and resilience for our journey. There's no question that our behavior, thinking, and emotions are both hardwired within us and influenced by our environment. I wouldn't hazard a guess on the percentages, and I'm convinced that we'll never have a precise nature-nurture breakdown. I have no doubt, however, that when it comes to our sense of love, belonging, and worthiness, we are most radically shaped by our families of origin. What we hear, what we are told, and perhaps most importantly, how we observe our parents engaging with the world. As parents, we may have less control than we think over temperament and personality, and less control than we want over the scarcity culture. But we do have powerful parenting opportunities in other areas. How we help our children understand, leverage, and appreciate their hard wiring, and how we teach them resilience in the face of relentless, never-enough cultural messages. In terms of teaching our children to dare greatly in the never-enough culture, the question isn't so much, are you parenting the right way? As it is, are you the adult that you want your child to grow up to be? As Joseph Chilton Pierce writes, what we are teaches the child more than what we say, so we must be what we want our children to become. Even though the vulnerability of parenting is terrifying at times, we can't afford to armor ourselves against it or push it away. It is our richest, most fertile ground for teaching and cultivating connection, meaning, and love. Vulnerability lies at the center of the family story. It defines our moments of greatest joy, fear, sorrow, shame, disappointment, love, belonging, gratitude, creativity, and everyday wonder.